Welcome to the Growing Dad Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're going to talk about a topic close to my heart: redefining masculinity through fatherhood. As dads, we have a unique opportunity to challenge traditional notions of what it means to be a man. Let's explore how fatherhood can reshape our understanding of masculinity and how this transformation can benefit not just our families, but society as a whole. I remember the moment I held my eldest child for the first time. We were in the labor and delivery room. It was a long labor that turned into an unplanned C-section. And I was holding him there in that cold, kind of sterile, bright room. In that instant, I felt a surge of protective instinct, but also an overwhelming sense of vulnerability. It was a far cry from the stoic, unemotional man I thought I was supposed to be. That moment began my journey of redefining what masculinity meant to me as a father, because I was becoming a dad. Redefining masculinity through fatherhood is crucial for several reasons. First, it allows us to break from restrictive stereotypes that can limit our relationships with our children and our partners. Moreover, by modeling a more nuanced version of masculinity, we're showing our children, regardless of their gender, that strength can coexist with vulnerability, that leadership involves listening, and that true courage often means asking for help. Additionally, as we redefine masculinity, we create space for more open communication and emotional intelligence within our families. This leads to stronger bonds and better mental health for everyone involved. Lastly, by challenging notions of masculinity, we contribute to a broader societal shift towards a more inclusive and healthy expressions of gender. So, how can we actively redefine masculinity through our roles as fathers? Let's start by embracing vulnerability. Share your fears, doubts, and struggles with your children in age-appropriate ways. Next, challenge stereotypes in your daily life. If you enjoy cooking, do it proudly. If you're not into sports, that's okay too. Show your children that there's just not one way to be a man. It's also important to express a full range of emotions. Cry at movies, express joy openly, and show affection freely. This teaches your children that all emotions are valid and manageable. Another key aspect is to share caregiving responsibilities equally with your partner. This demonstrates that nurturing is not a gendered trait. Lastly, actively seek out and celebrate diverse expressions of masculinity in media and in real life. Point these out to your children to broaden their understanding of what it means to be a man. Here's a challenge for this week. Create a man box with your family. Draw a box on a piece of paper and inside it write down all the stereotypical traits society often associates with being a man. Outside the box, write down traits that you believe truly define a good man and a father. Discuss this with your family and reflect on how you can embody more of the traits outside the box. Your next step is to actively work on redefining masculinity this week. First, choose one stereotypically non-masculine activity to do with your children. It could be baking, doing crafts, or having a heart-to-heart talk about feelings. Next, reflect on your own father's expression of his masculinity and what he was putting to you about who you needed to be. What would you like to emulate, and what are you going to do differently? Finally, have a conversation with your partner or a close friend about how you're working to redefine masculinity in your role as a father. Share your challenges and successes. At the end of the week, reflect on these experiences. How do these actions impact your view of masculinity and your relationship with your children? Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Growing Dad Podcast. Remember, redefining masculinity is an ongoing process that requires courage and self-reflection. By doing this work, we're not just becoming better fathers, we're contributing to a more inclusive and compassionate world. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager, reminding you that strength lies and having the courage to be the father your children need, not the one society expects.